chap eased down the hall and made a sudden entrance into the lawyer's office.
"Excuse me," Trevor said.
"It's okay," Wes said. "He's with me."
Chap closed and locked the door. Then he yanked a 9mm pistol from his jacket and almost pointed it at poor Trevor, whose eyes bulged and heart froze. Chap leaned on the wall, pretty damn close to Trevor, as if he might lunge at any moment. "We have a client," he began. "A wealthy man who has been snagged in the little scam run by you and Ricky?"
"Oh, my God," Trevor mumbled, his worst nightmare.
"It's a wonderful idea," Wes said. "Extorting from rich gay men who are still hiding in the closet.
They can't complain. Ricky's already in prison, so what does he have to lose?"
"Almost perfect," Chap said. "Until you hook the wrong fish, which is exactly what you've done."
"You're not cops, are you?" Trevor asked.
"No, we're private thugs," Chap said. "Because if you're cops, then I'm not sure I want to talk anymore. I don't trust cops, especially the FBI. The fibbies would walk in here just like the two of you, wave a gun around, and swear that they weren't fibbies. I just don't like cops. I think I'll get this on tape." "Don't worry, pal," they wanted to say. It was all being recorded, live and in high-density digital color, from a tiny camera in the ceiling. And there were mics planted all around Trevor's littered desk so that when he snored or burped or even cracked his knuckles, somebody across the street heard it.
"You're not recording anything," Chap said. "As I told you, we're private boys. In fact, we come in peace."
"We have some money for you," Wes said.
"Money for what?" Trevor asked.
"We want you on our side. To help us protect our client," Chap said.
Wes jumped back in.
"We're prepared to go to the feds right now.
And we could probably stop the mail out of Trumbull.
Our client would probably be spared any embarrassment. But there's an element of risk our client is not willing to take. What if Ricky has another cohort, either inside or out of Trumbull? Somebody we haven't found yet. And he somehow manages to expose our client in retaliation."
Chap was already shaking his head.
"It's too risky. We'd rather work with you, Trevor. We'd rather buy you off and kill the scam from this office."
"I cannot be bought," Trevor said with only a trace of conviction.
"Then we'll lease you for a while. How about that?" Wes said.
"Aren't all lawyers leased by the hour anyway?"
"I suppose. But you're asking me to sell out a client."
"Your client's a felon who's committing crimes every day from inside a federal prison, and you're just as guilty as he is. Let's not get too sanctimonious here."